Good morning. Welcome to Pathways
Good
Podcast.
Good morning.
Episode 108 morning. Is what
we're trying to act normal.
A little hard this morning.
Steve's still.
It's our Christmas podcast.
Is mine lighting up?
No, they don't light up. The batteries are dead.
They're from the dollar store. Yours broke already.
Marcy took the best one while you were gone.
No, I took the one that was on my desk.
The leftover stuff.
I took the one. Marcy you weren't late.
Marcy has an elf hat on that's got Christmas lights that are actually lighting
Santa
up.
It's a Santa hat. They are. Yep.
Yours mine don't light up. Nope. I got the same hat. And then Steve's got...
Steve's
a headband
the elf today.
With an elf hat and elf ears on it.
I did not buy this shirt, by the way. This all was thrust upon me before the podcast.
Like 10 minutes
ago. The shirt is only, what, two sizes too small?
Hey, it's fine.
But it is a man's shirt.
You just wear what you're given.
Yeah, at least it belongs to a man, Aaron.
Hey.
At least.
Again, I showed up and I called on the way here and said, I need an ugly sweater. Grab the box.
The A-Team picked this one out for you.
It's got
thank you to the A-Team.
Good
work.
All over it. It looks like definitely a woman's sweater.
But you wear it well.
Thank you.
So
does it look manly?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So,
Marcy, tell us about your sweater.
You know, Aaron, I think you should tell us about my sweater.
If you can look closely at the face of Santa Claus.
Very, very
closely. It
looks
somewhat familiar.
Somewhat.
I don't even remember wearing that outfit. Apparently, I would dress up as Santa.
I remember when you actually had that beard, but it was red.
So, apparently, you should tell the whole story.
My beard
must have been your undercover days.
Well, no, I only started turning white in my beard after I got hired on staff here at the church.
Well, that'll do it.
Go figure.
That'll do it to you.
It's not the congregation.
Gives you some grays.
It's the harassment I take every Wednesday
on the podcast.
From Marcy on the podcast.
So, for the record, 1 year, Aaron... You wore a sweater to a Christmas party with a bunch of people's pictures on it, right?
Yeah.
And then they decided they were going to make a sweater with you.
Yeah.
So someone out there has this sweater with your picture photoshopped in as Santa. And you just happened to mention it yesterday. And I was like, oh, that'd be great for the podcast. And so, of course, since it doesn't fit Steve, I had to wear it.
Well, you're the outcast because the rest of us are wearing ugly sweaters. And I must say, you have a beautiful sweater.
I think that's debatable. So I did go pick it up this morning.
I think mine's quite pretty.
They photoshopped you in.
I think mine's beautiful. It's very masculine.
Yes. I like how the belt is above your belt.
I know. I said the belt is slightly below my chest.
What do they call that? They have a term for that, right? For women, don't they wear like belts up here?
It's called a belt. I don't
know. I'm not going to go there. So... Are we supposed to actually talk about the message?
I don't know. It's very hard. Every time I look in the mirror, I just laugh. I just can't.
At
I just laugh.
Or at the sweater.
Well, what do you think, Aaron? I just can't. I do think that we should mention Jen today. So
yeah, Jen actually is really
you need to come out and be on camera because you also have an amazing sweater and...
To describe it, she's got the same
It's hard to
half,
take you seriously today as well, speed, also.
But she's got these glasses that are just...
Pretty amazing.
Festive, very red and glittery, and
nope, nice, she's nice just
sweater.
Refusing.
What's on your sweater?
Even though Calvin came in today to produce, also
Thug
thanks,
Santa.
Calvin.
Oh wow, dinosaur!
Oh,
her Santa turns into
that's
a
pretty,
Santa.
That's kind of cool.
Dinosaur Santa.
That changes from a dinosaur to Santa.
It's pretty cool.
It's not Reagan's. It's yours. No, it's yours.
She lets Reagan borrow it secretly.
For the record, I was going to get a Christmas sweater ordered, but it would have taken too long to get here.
Yeah, it would have been after Christmas.
So
maybe a Christmas
next
sweater
time,
by
why
New
don't
Year's.
You try to make this decision a little bit sooner so we can get stuff here.
Yeah, the other funny part is that this was all Aaron's idea. So we tracked down the sweater.
Well, I had a really good idea of how to make a sweater, and it didn't go well.
It didn't go well.
No.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
See what I look like?
Yes, of course they do.
I don't know where to stand.
Stand right here. Right,
right in front of Aaron.
Nobody wants to see me anyway.
The internet has spoken.
That's right.
So yay.
It's a dinosaur or it's Santa. So, there
yay.
You go.
Yay! Woo!
Because Lana said she wanted to see.
Of course! Everybody wants to see.
All right. Well, let's talk about the message. What do you think?
Okay. We can talk about the message.
Sounds good. We'll try to do it with a straight face.
We'll try. Yeah,
I had duty. I didn't take any notes.
You don't have any notes this week? I'm relying
on you. I took some notes on my phone. I had a couple duties this weekend.
You had a few things going on.
Yes.
Plus the kids were singing. Oh, so, boy.
Which was awesome, as
always. It was amazing. I loved it.
Yep.
We should talk about the star of the show. Not Jesus.
At the 9 o'clock.
Yeah. He was a little more reserved at 11.
Little Gideon Groves decided he wanted to have a solo, which was...
He found out that the microphones
if
work.
If only he could have grabbed the mic.
Right. I was afraid that he was going to face plant off of the stage. So I was a little worried about that.
He kept reaching for that mic, and he projected his voice right into it.
He did.
Everybody heard it.
He did. Who's he take after?
Well, he gets his loudness from me, maybe.
Calvin's pointing at you.
His stage presence.
His stage presence. His beautiful singing voice obviously
he did great.
Comes from me.
He did. He did great. You know what? Before the kids went out there, we said that our hope for singing in church on Sunday was to praise God and to bless the people. Yeah. So that's what we were there for, to praise God and bless the people. And I think that they all did that, including Gideon. Yeah. People were blessed.
It was great.
It was great.
Apparently, when you guys were practicing over here...
Al came over so that they could run through with Al. So Al was playing his guitar, and Gideon was over there like air guitaring with Al. It was awesome. It was pretty cute. So
we love our kids.
Yep, it was good.
And we love the parents, and it just is a great, just a great thing. I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't smile.
How can you not? They're so cute.
What kind of a person wouldn't do that? But it's fun to watch. I actually like to kind of turn around and watch the people because.
Right.
And by the way, Trisha.
They get a kick out of them.
Trisha was doing a phenomenal job.
Trisha did great. Shout out to Trisha.
Yeah, Trisha.
She leads the kids in worship every single week.
And the hand motions, you know, and then she can't.
Trying to figure out who it is that she hears above everybody else, not realizing.
It's fantastic. It's good. It's great.
Well done
to all the leaders and everybody.
And it led into the message a little bit, you know, talking about legacy.
Yep.
Generations of
faithfulness.
That's a big part of the message and definitely a theme that's been going throughout this season. So think about that. I remember, you know, when the way first began, Jake was in the back row because he was, you know, the fifth graders, they're kind of, they participate, but they're not real thrilled about being there. You know, as you get older, you get cooler and you know, in those things. But I just remember Jake doing that and it was great. It's a great time. But now here he is. You know, graduating from college and life goes on.
Someday
you'll be sitting there and little Gideon won't be in there anymore. And
he won't be so
remember
little.
When the Milburn boys would be doing it? And
last year.
All of our kids.
No, this is the first year that we haven't had anybody in it at all. So
they're too old now.
Nick's in seventh
Doesn't
grade this
you
year.
Sad?
It does. Hmm. It's kind of like, oh, yeah,
where'd
it does.
Baby boys go?
That's right.
But they're not. They're not babies. They're
that's
they're
very
bigger.
True.
You've only got a
small taller
window.
And bigger than
that's,
me, but I don't
the other
like to
thing
admit
is,
that.
You know, you've got this small window,
right?
At every season of life, and you know, for a lot of people, this little window passes them by, and they don't do it.
Yep.
You know, and it's kind of too bad, but it is what it is. It's the times we live in. Hmm. So every year that goes by is a year that you never get back.
Right.
So it was fun. It was great. It was wonderful. And I was blessed by it. And it was a good time. So I'm glad I can be in those moments and see that. But
it's good. Yeah.
Well, kick us off, Marcy, about the message. What kind of notes do you have there?
I've got all kinds of notes. So, you kind of mentioned that idea too, just that idea of generations of faithfulness and that idea of legacy. And I think that's one of the big ideas too that kind of pulls through this message. And kind of one of the places where you landed on at the beginning was even just that idea of names. And do we name our kids or does God name our kids? And I know every Celebration Sunday too, we talk about this. And looking up the meaning of, well, for Celebration Sunday, then you look up the meaning of the kids' names that are getting baptized or and or blessed, and you know, come up with a scripture verse for
that.
Have
you ever looked up your names?
Yeah,
I did today.
I have. Good.
In preparation for the podcast.
There you go.
What is Marcy?
Yep.
Ann Milburn.
Maria.
Maria Milburn.
Maria. Yep. Just, Maria.
I had no idea.
But. Yep. Nope. No idea.
MMM.
Yep.
Ave Maria.
It's kind of funny because I always said I don't want to marry anybody who has last name of M, because then my initials would be MMM. And so that's exactly what happened. What you did. That's right. That's exactly what happened.
So what is Marcy Maria?
So Marcy is a derivative of Marcus, which it has something to do with like the god of Mars. So like the Greek or Roman god of Mars.
Heretic.
And
pagan.
That's right. And Mary is, or Maria is a derivative of Mary that means beloved, which we talked about on Sunday. So that,
well, that's, we all
it.
Know who the real god of Mars
of
is.
Mars, and
that's the god. There's only god, one god,
true. The one true god,
the true god.
Yes, yep.
So Aaron has an ancient Egyptian meaning of warrior lion.
There you go.
I thought that was pretty cool. And then Earl. Means brave man, warrior, leader, or chief.
Mm.
And then Groves means grove of trees.
There you go.
But you're a brave warrior chief in the grove of trees.
Yes. That's right.
A small wooded area of trees.
But, well, you know, Aaron, of course, was the first priest.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So yep. There you go.
Yep.
I mean, brother of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, when I think of Aaron, that's what I think of. That's, yeah. So I guess the meaning of his name. So it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
You think about those things, but.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. So if someone wanted to look up the etymology of their name, is there a certain resource that you use, or?
I think it's called Behind the Name.
Yep.
Okay.
Behind the Name, is it .com?
I think so. Yeah. If you Google Behind the Name or What's Behind the Name, well, yeah. Google it before you put it in the comments, but it's the same. You use the same website for like getting ready for Celebration Sunday,
and then you hit go, and then it looks it up. So
yep, and it's really like it goes back and it gives the is this name is from this name, and you just click on it and you can link back.
It's a little bit more difficult to look up scripture because what I do is I look for keywords in their names, and then I'll do a search. For that word in scripture. And then, depending on the word, I'll just pray and try to find it. You know, a verse will leap up out at me. That's how I arrive at a verse for people. But it's kind of through the etymology of their names. Mm-hmm. So now some people, more and more people are getting names that don't appear in there because they're like original names.
Mm-hmm.
So that gets kind of difficult.
Yeah.
But you just do the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
So from the message this week too, you talked about how Zachariah's name meant God remembers. Elizabeth's was oath. John was God's grace. Mary was beloved, and Jesus was God saves. And so just that idea too, when you put that all together at the beginning of Luke, all of those people, how it's this big idea that God remembers his oath and gives grace, and through his love, he gives salvation.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was neat as you look at their names and the meanings of their names and how God used all of those people kind of almost like each holds a piece of it, but then coming together, you see this fuller picture of what God is doing.
Well, there's kind Jesus. Of this, there's this piece of it. Well, what more can God do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just all of these pointers, these indicators that this is what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it all just lines up.
Yeah.
And, for those that don't believe, they just wouldn't believe no matter what he did because of all the things that he did do.
Right.
So,
yep.
It makes it challenging, but those who don't believe today may believe tomorrow. So you just keep inviting people into that relationship with the Lord. So,
mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah. Anything else, Aaron? Aaron's like, I didn't take notes this week.
I didn't take notes.
A coffee. Thanks, Trisha.
What?
Sorry, Trisha.
What just
coffee.
Happened?
Sorry, maybe I should have said that.
You walked in with two coffees, one for you and one for Marcy, from my wife.
Sorry. Do you know what I'm gonna do?
I think I have a few drops left in mine.
Steve and I sit here.
With, do you know what I'm gonna do with this coffee, Aaron? I'm gonna drink it.
Wow. Yum.
It's all so funny.
Yum. So nice again, that they get each other coffee.
I even
we know
in.
Why my beard has turned gray. Rose gold, I should say.
It's I'll just delicious. Have a mint.
Now I'll need a mint.
minty coffee.
You did talk in the message on Sunday. You did touch a little bit on the fear of God and talk about fear and how you know we in context today can have just a wrong view of what fear is compared to its biblical meaning of being in awe and wonder of God and who He is, and to fear the Lord is to just be in awe of Him. And not necessarily afraid of Him or afraid to go to Him or scared of Him.
Well, I don't think that anything with God is motivated properly by terror. Mm-hmm. So if we define fears like terror, I don't think terror is what – terror may drive us to God temporarily, but it has no power to keep us in a relationship with God. Only love can drive this relationship. I mean, you know, how long do relationships last with anybody that you're afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we get this weird, English translation of fear of the Lord when it's actually be in awe of the Lord. And that's what, so you are almost in awe of the fact that He loves you and that you have this relationship with the creator of the universe. It's just like this awe and wonder. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was struck by this notion of when Zechariah, when he kind of prophesied and he said that this, so one of the words I was really clung to is this word visited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what that means and visit. So if you kind of break it down, vision is a part of visit, and it's this big part of, you know, when somebody comes over for a visit, there's this scene that takes place, and it's a two-way scene, and there is elements of us, and this goes all the way back to the fall, where we don't like the idea of God seeing us because of our sin, and you know. And so therefore we are afraid to see Him, because we know that if we can see Him, then He can see us. And so we kind of live in this place. It's almost like we like to dwell on the fringes, so to speak, where maybe we're just far enough away in our mind that we can catch a glimpse, but not close enough that we can be seen. And so that drives our whole reaction to God, when in reality, somewhere in a salvational stance before God, you're almost kind of like, come on in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look it all over. I trust you. You know, I know it. I know there's some ugliness here, but I also believe that you love me and that you're good and that you have the best in mind for me. And that really is, so when you talk about surrender, that's really what it is. And I use that analogy of, you know, we became a culture somewhere along the line where we used to like the pop-in visit and used to be part of our culture. Mm-hmm. But now we don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you suddenly had a knock on your door, your first instinct is, well, who's here and why are they here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, you know, somebody being in law enforcement, I remember one time, somebody that we know who was a police officer was knocking on our door, and our first response is, why is there a police officer at our door?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just totally a friendly thing. It was no big deal, but you're just like, what, why is this here? What's going on? And it just, it's a reaction sometimes. And we can have that same reaction to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what, God, I want you to be here, but don't come in because there's a mess and I don't want you to see what's going on.
And there's a shame piece of that too, right? Yeah. A lot of people have struggles with the relationship because of maybe something they've done in their past that they're shameful for, and they're almost ashamed, I don't know, to be in the presence of God. And there's this thought process of like, well, he doesn't want to be near me. He doesn't want to. you know, he's not going to like this about my past. And I mean, when we repent and ask for forgiveness, like we're washed clean, right? Mm-hmm. And Christ wants, we have that uninhibited, the ability to have that uninhibited relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's us who gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's why you can't look at people in the Bible as these perfect Bible people. Mm-hmm. You have to look at them as real people and regular people. And they're just in amazing circumstances. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be a tone in which you look at it, because, you know, people were, so when it talks about people are righteous in God's eyes, what that's saying is that God has deemed them righteous. It doesn't mean that they really are. Mm-hmm. And that's right. The part that, you know, so you go all the way back when Noah found favor in the eyes of God. That's grace. God just decided to give Noah and his family favor. Right. It wasn't like Noah and his family were the only perfect people on earth. And we just have to kind of unravel this misperception that we have that all the Bible people, the reason why God used them is because they were perfect. Mm-hmm. It's just not true. They were just willing.
Right.
Right. And that's the difference. They were willing to do what God called them to do. And even some of them reluctantly, like Zechariah, but in the end, they believed. Mm-hmm. And that's what made them extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of it too, especially as you go into the whole Christmas everything. It's like, you know, sometimes you just have to get to a point where you don't have all the answers, but you just believe.
Yep. You trust. Have
and
faith.
That means God can use you then in a powerful way. So good.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. So how do we transition into the next part?
I don't know, Aaron. Well, how do we do that?
I did make a sweater. It's not what I wanted it to be, but you know, I know your thoughts and feelings about certain things, and I thought, how can I make something that's ugly to Marcy? And so I'm going to go do a wardrobe change.
Right, well, Marcy and I are just supposed to fill in while you're gone.
We're just supposed to hang out.
You guys did well, 50-some episodes.
Aaron, so let's go over the things that Marcy thinks are ugly. So I'm guessing.
Well, I think we covered pet peeves a couple weeks ago, right?
It might cover some stickers.
I think it's
going to
have balloons.
And it probably covers some balloons.
However, do you know what? And this, what would make it worse is that if it wasn't just balloons, but if remember that game I talked about that Alicia has, that's like that stick that goes in and you don't know when they're going to pop.
Oh.
That would make it like that would be bad. So.
I can remember, and I don't know if I told this story, we talked about pet peeves, but one of the things that we would do in summer camp is we would cover balloons with shaving cream, and then you'd have to shave
the balloon.
Shave the balloons, and you never really knew. Oh my goodness. What's with the back picture?
There's a long story with that.
I'm not telling that story. However, I would just like to mention that all of the pictures that you are wearing right now are Snapchat filters. Thank you, Nathan Milburn.
My kids helped me with this.
I'm sure that they did.
You see the stickers?
Look, the balloons have stickers. See, that is like... That has popping potential right there.
One of the balloons has a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Right here, this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. That's on Steve's side.
Band-Aids.
So,
I wore my sweater. I made it. I can't believe I just bought a hot glue gun last week. How did I ever live life?
How'd you ever live life without a hot glue gun?
Oh my gosh, those things are amazing. I hot glued these balloons directly to the sweater. And then look at all these stickers on here.
How did you manage to hot glue those without them popping? Just the ends.
I'm very delicate. Very careful. I'm very crafty.
You got your dunce cap back on again, by the way.
I don't know how to fix it.
He's like, I don't even care.
It's part of the outfit. Do you see all these stickers
I do.
Stuck on there?
Yep.
You know what that's from? So this was a sweater that I had made that...
You made that,
like yeah. this.
You made that sweater.
Was that the sweater?
Way to go, man! That is amazing. Did you knit that?
I even sewed on the button.
Wow!
But I had an ugly sweater party.
Was that the sweater that led to this sweater?
Yeah. So I printed out a Jeffs. Bunch of picture of people named Jeff.
Yeah, it was the Jeffs.
And I said it was my sweater of Jeffs.
Yep.
And it was my ugly sweater.
To which then Jeff made this sweater of you. To which I texted him and was like, hey, can I borrow that?
The sweater of amazement. So anyway, this is going to be fun to do this.
Oh my goodness.
To do this minute.
Have fun trying to do the minute with a game.
I'm totally going to win
it's
now.
It's going to be distracting to Marcy. She's just going to be waiting for the balloon to pop.
So we're supposed to try to do some minute to win it games. So Jen is our producer. So what are we doing first? Are we doing stockings? Are we doing...
Let's do stockings last.
Okay.
What are stockings?
So,
what are
we doing? We're going to start with the minute to win it game.
You have a stocking with a gift in it. You can't look at yours, though, because yours is sticking out.
So what minute to win it game are we going to start with?
Gift is.
We're going to start with the cup game.
Okay, so you got to explain this to me. I don't know how to play this game.
And move my actual cups out of the way.
I feel like I have a natural.
All right, rest. So the cup game. We have all kinds of blue cups with one red cup, and the red cup is at the top. So you have to take the cups one by one. You can only take one at a time, so you don't cheat. And you put it, you restack them, and then you have to go through the whole line until the red cup is back at the top. So what, the first one done wins?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of these is going to pop, I'm telling you.
Do you know what's going to happen if one of those balloons pops?
You're going to scream.
I'm going to scream. Yes. That's what's going
careful,
to happen.
Be careful, Marcy. That's it might throw off your timing.
Nope. Still won't throw off my timing.
All right.
Let me move my microphone out of the way.
Okay. That's a good idea.
All right.
I'm trying to decide if it's easier like this way. I think it's probably easier this way. Okay.
You think it's easier that way?
When I say go.
Yeah, I do.
Go.
Oh, she said go.
Three of the timer coming out.
I think I got two that time.
Remember, you gotta get back to where it started, the red cup.
Oh, somebody dropped one! I'm almost done! Oh, I lost!
I had a couple that went two.
That was a bummer. I had a couple that went two at a time. I think I had a couple times I had two at a time.
I think I have more cups than you do. Have we counted?
Sure. That's a
count
likely
cups,
story.
Count those cups.
25.
Oh, I got 28.
You're right. Clearly.
I saw two cups in third because I
have
to
try. 15. How did I come in third?
31 cups.
You're number one in our heart. All right. The next game is you have to... Go ahead and unwrap your fruit by the foot.
Okay, so we're unwrapping our fruit by the foot.
I can't breathe through my nose. This is going to be hard.
It's going to be amazing.
I haven't had fruit by the foot since I was like...
I love fruit by the foot.
Thing,
now what do we do?
Yeah, you're going to unwrap, unroll it off the paper.
Off the paper?
Yeah, because you don't eat the paper. And then you're going to hang it out of your mouth.
Oh my goodness. I don't know about this. I'm going to have to stand up for this. Can you still see us if we stand up? I did. Okay, so we have to get it off the paper.
Yep, get it off the paper.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
And you have to unroll it all the way.
Okay, and you put it in your mouth.
How many
just
feet
by
is
a little
this?
Bit, like a little bit. Jesus is watching.
Cheers. Now the double up portion,
What?
You're already cheating. You're using the doubled up.
They're stuck. It's stuck together.
It's
I can't unstick it. I don't know what you want from me.
All right. You have some challenges there, buddy.
The balloons.
All right.
So what do we?
Okay.
You can't use your hands.
You can't use your hand. You only use your mouth. On your mark, get set, go. You gotta help me watch. Look, go, Steve, go! I just want him to win so bad. Go, Steve.
Oh, it's close. It's close.
Oh! Steve is the winner! You have to keep going! Yay!
I'm gonna gag on fruit by by the foot.
Oh my god. Ugh.
You guys should be ashamed. Steve had a handicap that still beats you.
I can't breathe through my nose.
I can't breathe through his nose.
I'm still trying to fit. The hard part is when your mouth is full.
I know. You feel like you're gonna gag on it. There's nowhere for it all to go. You lost a balloon.
All right.
You're gonna step on
two
it.
Down.
What's wrong with the band-aids? All right.
Everybody can just relax.
Oh, I can't handle it. He's gonna step on that balloon. I know who you are. It won't pop. There it goes. It's so mean. Completely uncalled for.
Oh, that is terrible. That fruit.
Oh. I got some gushers too.
I feel like I'm gonna.
So what are we doing here? This. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. This is the cookie.
So take two.
Do we have any?
I gotta take two of them.
Do we have any coffee? That. Oh wait, no, I didn't get coffee. water, maybe something we can wash the.
Be nice. Sorry. I had some coffee.
Sorry,
wash this
sorry,
down.
Trisha. I should have waited to say thank you. Oh, we need a few of these. Well, I'm gonna need a few. I don't want to use one that like falls.
Our forehead.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to put the gingerbread man on your forehead, and then you have to like get it in your mouth.
That
right?
stuck into your hat.
It's not moving. Thank you.
I didn't get a water.
You have a full thing of tea, a full thing of coffee that you haven't touched.
I don't have a water.
Okay, explain everybody what you're doing.
Okay, so we have a gingerbread person on our forehead, and we have to get the gingerbread person into our mouth without using your hands. So, that's what you have to do.
Go.
I think that's going to be hard. I missed. Dang. There goes one. Oh, I dropped. Oh, we got it. All right, I'm trying for second place. Clearly. Aaron just dropped his. I totally saw that out of the corner of my eye. Okay. Ah! No,
Marcy, you gotta put your head back.
But I have
Marcy's to put it like back. This. Marcy's like this. You gotta leave your head back, Marcy.
But I have to get it down, too.
You're gonna, so. Never gonna make your mouth if you. Leave your head back!
Steve's like, just trust me, I just won.
He might do another one.
Steve's like, I'm gonna do two.
I don't have a big enough mouth
to get this.
I'm on cookie number five.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh, they're really good.
I can't do this.
No, I haven't got them in my mouth.
Jen's sitting over there eating that. I have a little gingerbread man on my shoulder.
Gosh.
Okay. Did you seriously get two?
I feel like you have more surface area to work with. It's
not fair. You gotta have face control.
Mark.
Marcy. You have to use gravity as your friend, not your enemy.
Have you gotten one yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you
no, I don't know. That's questionable.
That's questionable. I think you're lying.
I didn't use my hands.
Okay. I lose.
Oh my gosh.
You guys are all winners.
Yay!
What do you get if you win 2 out of 3? I think that makes you the winner.
You're gonna eat the gingerbread man.
Let's see.
Steve upped his game after the first one. Did you notice that?
You get 5 total points. You got last place on the first one, so that'd be 3 points, but then you got 1 and 1. So that's 5. I got first, second, and third. So
wow,
I got 6 points.
Uh huh.
You got last.
Last. This was your idea. This was your idea.
I got second place on the second challenge, for the record. So yeah, definitely.
All right, do you want to do stockings and then announcements?
Second place is first
Jen
loser.
Jen has stockings. So Jen has to come open her stocking first.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's in here. I think she stocked her stocking.
I did.
Or another.
Jen knows what's in there.
Yeah, I got a little Etch-A-Sketch.
Yay! Yay!
Let's
I was
meet.
A very good girl this year.
Perfect.
Next. Good. Marcy, you're that one.
I'm next. This is my stocking.
Yep.
It is a spiral art.
Wow.
Oh, that's really cool. Great. You can make little circles.
I know.
Yeah. You need a hot glue gun for that. I got one you can borrow.
Right, I'm sure you do.
Hot glue gun.
You want to give Aaron his?
Sure. Here. You can't look, though. It's like sticking out. There you go. It was sticking out. He can't see
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, a pool table game.
Oh,
show it. Fun. Show everybody that's watching.
That's cool.
Oh, it's Trisha sized.
Got wee little hands.
And now we'll grab Steve's.
It's Steve's.
Thank you, Santa.
There you go.
Thank you, Santa Aaron.
What's me?
I have one light that's blinking.
Glow football. Look at that.
From the Dollar Tree, you can see if it works.
Obviously, there's some things you have.
It's glowing already.
How am I supposed to make it glow?
Shake it. I think it's glowing already, isn't it?
It's too light in here to really see and tell.
Got some instructions on here. Let's see what the instructions are. Yeah, I can't read these without my glasses.
Thanks, Santa.
It's great. Love my little spiral art. Scooting over.
Would you wear a sweater like this with the sticky stuff on it?
No.
It says bounce or throw ball to break core and activate.
Whoa.
Look at that. Now that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Give it a
toss. That was amazing.
Over there. Throw it to Jen.
Look at that. Oh, Jen missed.
right through her hands.
There we go. Straight back from Calvin.
There it is.
That's cool.
That is cool. Wonder how long it lasts.
We should go in the worship center after that. Oh, the lights out.
I caught it! Yeah, that's right.
Catch your
right off the blue.
Wrestler.
Marcy, announcements.
Announcements.
Don't throw it to Marcy. She's got 5,000 mugs of liquid on her desk.
Hey, a little deliciousness right there. Announcements. So we have Christmas Eve service. Actually, we have youth group tonight, too. What? Oh, talking to my microphone. Sorry. I'm just not loud enough. Normal. So it's Wednesday, and we didn't have youth group last week because of the weather, so we have youth group tonight. So
Christmas
we have
party, right?
Christmas parties for 7th and 8th graders with the middle school. High schoolers are having their Christmas party as well. It's going to be a fun time. Youth worship team is leading in youth worship. Is it hard to take me seriously? No, probably not. They're unwrapping gifts and doing other things. So we have youth tonight, and then it's not tomorrow. It's Friday. Friday.
I'm sorry, what's going
Friday.
On Friday?
Friday is the Christmas Friday's Eve services. Kind of a big day, Friday is a big day. Yes, Christmas Eve services at 3 and 5, nursery at both. Soup supper from 4 to 7 that night as well. And so all kinds of things going on with that. And things coming up, we have membership class next week, Wednesday, December 29 from 6 to 8. You just lost a balloon. I don't think I can handle that.
it's only, I mean, it's not. Hey,
you can take the pool. I'm afraid you're going to think of that.
know, if you look at this, it kind of looks like a balloon.
It's not. It's not.
We can.
No, that is the problem right there. Oh my goodness.
So distracted.
Okay, so we have membership class next week. Well, it's away from the pool cues though, so it's totally fine there. Membership class next Wednesday from 6 to 8, and you can sign up online if you'd like more information about the way becoming a member, or you can just come and check it out, and that's good too.
Scratch.
You totally missed. Celebration Sunday. Celebration Sunday is coming up on Sunday, January 9. And if you would like to be baptized or find out more information about getting your child baptized or doing a profession of faith, we would love to talk to you. So you can sign up for that on the website as well and come in and meet with Steve and Aaron.
We will be dressed accordingly. I just want to encourage people to sign up for that. I mean, it's
definitely, you
know, it's serious. It's serious and it's wonderful. We're celebrating. So
definitely. And then in January also, Financial Peace is starting up right after the holiday season. So January 10, Zach and Alicia Bean are going to be starting Financial Peace. So that's another great thing to think about too, as you're approaching Christmas. Maybe that is something that you'd like for Christmas, and then you can jump into the class in January. I think that's all that I have. It's all I can get
all
in.
You're capable of doing in present company.
Uh-huh, that's pretty much true. So that was actually harder to give announcements for than it was on Sunday with all the kids on stage.
She's got two big kids in the room.
That's right. It's good. It's good. So there are other things. Men's ministry coming up with Hidden Acres Retreat and quilting group, worship team needing people, Discover Hope meals, all kinds of things. So all kinds of ways to plug in. You can check out the website for more information on all of those.
Who knew to get me a football?
Who would have guessed?
Nobody knows you like it.
I know. You know, that is like one of my secrets is I like football.
We're shocked.
I didn't know.
We're shocked. Aaron, two of the lights on your hat are lighting up right now.
Let's see.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh, good idea. Keepy uppy. I think it's what they call this. Keepy uppy.
Oh!
Marcy, what are you doing?
Send it to Calvin.
All right. Are we at the end of our podcast?
That's the end of the podcast.
All right. Well, so I'll sign us off then. Or maybe he wants to.
Is this a nativity on the balloon? Did you put a nativity on the balloon? Oh, no. It's just a little family
My kids
sticker.
Decorated okay. The balloons. I said it's for Marcy. She hates stickers. Please put them on the balloon.
They were like, yay, let's do it.
Stickers. Better on the balloon than my house.
That's true. Because if they're on the wall, they're hard to get off.
Well, we hope.
Sorry. He's trying to close out the podcast.
Everybody listening is ready for Christmas.
We do. Yes.
We hope that, you know, you're fully aware that Jesus is the reason for the season and you're enjoying things. I look forward to gathering together, family, friends, and getting together Friday night.
Family.
Oh, yes, I love that's right. I love Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Come for Christmas Eve.
It's going to be a great time, amazing. And we hope everybody's feeling okay, and that we'll all be able to see you this coming weekend, whether it's Friday night or Sunday.
Or both.
That's right.
We'd love to see you both times.
But we're going to sign off now, and everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you soon.
Merry Christmas.